So here's the million-dollar question. How are men like us who work hard, have good motives, and a God-given purpose supposed to fulfill the calling on our lives and the dreams in our hearts, all while establishing sexual integrity, thriving relationships, and a meaningful connection with God? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Sathya Sam. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Yo, yo, what's up, my man? It's Sathya Sam here. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And look, I'm super excited. We're going to be diving into some really good content today about the three intangibles of a healthy man. And I have Jason Valentin from Brave Code to thank for this. He asked me a great question on his podcast. And out of it kind of came this framework that I've been really excited to share with you guys. Before I jump into that, I want to make sure that you guys know about some of the changes we've made to this podcast or that we are making in the process. March is kind of our transitory month. And so if you have not listened to my episode where I detail all of the changes that are coming up, make sure you go check it out. Some really exciting stuff that I want you guys to be a part of. And that's kind of the fun thing with this show and some of the changes we have coming up is you guys actually get to be part of what we are up to here. And it's going to be really, really, really good. So make sure you go check it out. And as usual, you know, if you haven't left a rating or review here, but you like what you're seeing, you like what you're hearing, please make sure you do that. It helps us reach more guys and continue to expand this message to really all the ends of the earth. You know, it's crazy just how many people we are reaching regularly, and we want to continue to expand that. Today, we're talking about the three intangibles of a healthy man. This is a really interesting framework. Because I think, you know, everybody wants to know, I get asked this question a lot more now as I'm interviewing on more podcasts this year and that kind of thing. People want to know, what are people doing when they're successful, right? Like, what actually defines somebody being successful? And are there commonalities? You know, if we looked at 100 guys who all quit porn successfully for, let's say, a year or more, are there things in common that they have? Or are there things in common they don't have? You know, like, are there things that people think matter that don't really matter, or things that people think, yeah, this matters a lot, but it turns out, not a big deal, you know, or the other side of it, right? Like things that people think, it's not a big deal, but actually it is. And it's interesting that there's not necessarily a rhyme or reason, you know, even in my own, with my own colleagues, I think of someone like Sean Bonito, you know, the lead coach on our team. Matt Galbraith, who's also on our team, and some of my colleagues like Drew Boa and Frank Rich, and you know, some of these people in this space, we all have a lot of differences in our stories. But an interesting thing, and the thing that's become more apparent to me is that if you get into deeper conversations with some of these guys, there's actually probably about three things in particular that seem to come up again and again, and they come up in different ways and shapes and forms, and I've had to figure out kind of the right way to identify the overarching theme or concept, if you will. But I really do mean it when I say, if you can abide by these three things I'm about to share with you, you will be more successful, you'll be healthier, and you'll be happier in life. I'm like 99.99% sure of it. And that's not a guarantee. I'm not making a promise. Okay. And you know, this is like the disclaimer here. Like, this is not medical advice or any kind of professional advice, but I really swear by these things, and not just because of all the recovery stories that I've been able to witness and be a part of, but even when I look at every area of my life where I've experienced growth, you know, in the business and finances and my marriage and the family at large, becoming a father now, I'm like, yeah, these three things are all actually, they're all at play in all these different areas. And so let's jump into it. And guys, I'm telling you, if you apply these three things, things will change for you, really. The first thing, okay, very, very important. The first, the house of cards, blows in the wind. So setting realistic expectations is super important. And here's why this is so important. Obviously, you know, it prevents the sort of disappointment, excitement, teeter-totter that you end up going on when your expectations are unrealistic. That's the first part. But the second thing, and much more importantly, is you reduce the pressure that you put on yourself for an outcome. You know, it's fascinating. I'm a big hockey fan, and there's a player on the Leafs right now. I cheer for the Leafs. I'm like diehard player on the Leafs who finally scored after going like 20 games without a goal. And everybody's talking about it and he's in the headlines. And, you know, when is this guy ever going to score? Everybody's kind of on his case. And one of the things the coach said about him is, you know, he's holding his stick a bit tighter. You can kind of see it. And the point he was making is, you know, when you start to think about it too much or you put too much pressure on yourself, you hold the stick a bit tighter. And when you hold the stick a bit tighter, you actually don't end up using it as well. Like your control of the stick is actually not as strong as when you're relaxed and you're going about it kind of easy come, easy go. And in recovery, it's the same way. If we set unrealistic expectations, we end up throwing like a 30-pound weight on our shoulders and we're trying to, you know, run this marathon with all this pressure on us, and it becomes really taxing. So setting realistic expectations is critical. And, you know, depending on how you're going about this, if you have a professional involved, a therapist or a coach or, you know, even a pastor or leader, mentor, whatever it is, you know, this would be a good thing to have in these early conversations. What's a realistic time frame and what's expected of me to be successful here? Having these realistic expectations goes a very, very long way. And the third thing, okay, the third intangible of a healthy man, and this one is irrefutable, undeniable. I you know, I would argue this until my grave, and that is consistency. Okay, people that are successful, people that are healthy, people that achieve their goals are consistent, both in their character and their conduct. And this is very important. This is not just being consistent and, you know, doing the right things in your morning routine and your nighttime routine and whatever, whatever. Conduct is important. But what a lot of people do is they achieve success and then they don't sustain it because they lack the foundational character that was necessary to do so. And so being consistent not only in your conduct, but also in your character is quintessential for you to not only achieve success, but to preserve the success long term and hopefully build on it in the days ahead. So look, if you are a man struggling with sexual sin, or maybe you're struggling in another area of your life and you are looking to have breakthrough, to achieve freedom, to achieve some sort of goal or transformational process, these three intangibles will be vital for you. You need to be willing to be inconvenienced. You need to set realistic expectations, and you want to be consistent both in your character and your conduct. If you can do these things, you are going to majorly stack the odds in your favor to achieve your outcome and to achieve it quickly. So that's everything for today, guys. If you got value out of today's episode, please make sure you share this with your friends, with your family, with whoever it might be. And in the meantime, God bless you guys. Stay clean. Talk soon. Hey, everybody. It's Thea again. Thanks for listening to Unleash the Man Within. I wanted to take a quick moment to let you know about a free ebook that I wrote for you called The Ultimate Guide to Porn Recovery. It provides a basic framework for the recovery process and a few of my top tips completely free of charge. You can get it now at www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. That's www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. Now, if you've been impacted by the podcast and you want to show some support in less than 60 seconds, there are three ways you can do that. First, you can leave a rating or review on your podcast platform. This lets people like you know that the content here is valuable. Secondly, you can share this episode with someone in your life that might benefit from the content. If you're passionate about helping other people experience freedom and success in their lives, this is one of the easiest ways to do that. And lastly, you can subscribe. I personally only listen to the podcast that I subscribe to. If you're seeking daily encouragement, guidance, and insight in your recovery journey, I highly recommend subscribing to Unleash the Man Within. Thanks for listening. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon.
The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast by Sathya Sam and his guests are for general information only and should not be considered medical, clinical, or any other form of professional advice. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.